Audacity. Is Dominica heading into Christmas without gasoline? Just days ahead. The Caribbean News Roundup coming up. Gasoline crisis facing Dominica appeared to play what one leading politician described as the chaotic fuel supply shortage. United Workers Party leader Thompson Fontaine, who made the statement, adding it is regrettable what is happening at the moment. On Thursday morning, drivers and their vehicles parked alongside a gas station on High Street in Roseau, only to learn that there was no gasoline there, and it was not clear when that situation would change. Fontaine was speaking to talk show host Matt Pelty on Q95 on Thursday about his disappointment with the situation and the government's handling of the problem.
And let us not be in any doubt that we have a gas crisis in Dominica on the eve of Christmas, because the Prime Minister of Dominica, Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit, refused to negotiate in good faith with Rubis. In fact, he told them that they could leave if they wanted, that no one was going to hold a gun to his head, and that if they left, he would in fact come in to take up the slack. But what has happened is that none of that has been realized. The Prime Minister have not been able to take up the slack. After all, Rubis were contributing up to 52% of the gas supplies for Dominica. And by failing to do this, we are in the situation that we are in right now. Now, I know that different ministers and different persons within government are saying, well, we don't have a problem, we are okay. Well, the government is okay. The government and its people, they're okay because they have Petrocaribe to fall back on. But for the average Dominican, without that access, for the average Dominican who relies on gas provided by West Indies Oil and National Petroleum, they simply do not have that luxury. So we're in this very serious situation now where people's Christmas are virtually ruined. I don't see a boat coming in before Christmas.
According to the UWP leader, the situation is very concerning.
But even more concerning to me, Matt, is the fact that because the Prime Minister does not understand the way the oil market works, you know, the oil market is not like a market for other goods and services where you can just put in an order today and you get the goods because people produce in advance. That's not the way the oil market works. Typically, you supply oil based upon the demand, because this oil has to be refined and then provided. And that's usually done on demand. So you cannot just divert oil. For example, if oil is targeted for St. Kitts or for Barbados, you can't just divert this oil to Dominica. Everything is sequenced. The oil market is a very specialized market. And it is clear that this was not understood by the Prime Minister. So he thought he could just go on the open market and buy oil. That does not happen. Oil companies are the ones that are in the business of purchasing oil. So, you know, all of this, Matt, has contributed to a very bad situation for us in Dominica. And my biggest worry is that this will not end soon. You know, it is true that the situation was made worse by the non-arrival of the boat a few days ago. But even if that boat would have arrived, then within 2 to 3 weeks, you would have the same problem. All right, so we're going to have this problem recurring. It will happen if the boat comes in December. It will happen again in January. If it comes in January, we're going to have this problem again in February. This is going to be a recurring problem until the situation of the supply of gasoline into Dominica is tackled. And part of that has to involve renegotiating with Rubis and getting things back on track.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has indicated that a boat with gasoline is expected in Dominica Thursday night or today Friday. And the Dominica Labour Party Granby representative, Vince Henderson, says the government will, in the next cycle, review the global prices of fuel on the market. He added that where costs can be absorbed in order that it will not be passed down to consumers, this will be considered.
Even when prices got really high, we were able to absorb some of the costs and subsidize the cost of fuel. So we will be, in the next cycle, we will review the global prices, and of course, the supplies that we are getting, I should add, we have been prepared to pay a premium, which will not pass on to consumers, but in an effort to ensure that we have supply, we have decided that if it means we have to absorb that part of it, we will. But clearly, we will always reflect the prices on the market.
Meanwhile, how long the absent gasoline situation will continue? In Guyana, there are calls for full review of presidential security. Guyana News Source explains why.
And still with that story about the attack in State House, former head of the Presidential Guard Unit and retired Assistant Commissioner of Police Paul Slow said there needs to be a comprehensive review of the state security arrangements, specifically to protect public buildings and public officials. While condemning the attack at State House last week and describing it as unfortunate, Mr. Slow said it appears that there has been a serious breakdown in the security arrangements which led to the incident. He said the incident calls for a comprehensive review of the entire security arrangements, not only at State House, but at other buildings where senior government and other functionaries work and live. He said this must be done by competent professionals, noting that the review must include staffing, training, and the relevant standard operating procedures, among other issues.
Meanwhile, according to HGP Guyana, Nigerian national who attempted to infiltrate State House last Thursday has regained consciousness but is not responding to questions posed by the police. Here is Shema Aline of HGP.
5 days after he was shot while attempting to invade State House, Nigerian national Ikenna Chinenzi has regained consciousness but is not responding to questions by law enforcement officers. Meanwhile, only recently, Vice President Dr. Barajagdeo revealed that a task force has been set up to probe the incident and is pursuing several leads, including conspiracy. Chaos erupted at State House last Thursday after Chinenzi entered the premises and approached the guard hut adjacent to Carmichael Street and said, quote, "I want the president," end quote. He then drew a knife from the waist of his pants and stabbed Presidential Guard Telon Pereira and disarmed another of her firearm. Chinenzi retreated to Carmichael Street, where he was shot several times, including to his head.
Antiguan Prime Minister Gaston Brown has hailed China's Belt and Road Initiative as a linchpin for the development of several countries. ABS News reports.
Just 2 weeks ago, we witnessed the opening of the St. John's Deepwater Harbor Port Facility, which is another landmark project between our two countries.
Ambassador of the People's Republic of China to Antigua and Barbuda, Zhang Yanling, highlights one of the projects pursued on the China's Belt and Road Initiative. Antigua and Barbuda was the first country in the Eastern Caribbean to sign a Memorandum of Understanding for the BRI and is an active participant. Prime Minister Honorable Gaston Brown.
The Belt and Road Initiative is a very impressive initiative in which they're helping various countries here in the Caribbean. And if it wasn't for the financial support of China, many developing countries would not have had the type of robust economies that they are enjoying today.
With St. Lucia continuing to bear the burden of an escalating crime rate, Choice News spoke with accountant Richard Peterkin on the issue.
The accountant asserts that the negative impact of crime on businesses is a major cause for concern.
Crime affects business as well. As you can well see, if a person who is not from St. Lucia originally is killed or shot, suddenly we get bad publicity outside. If a tourist is mugged or injured, we'll get a bad publicity outside on that. And yet we know that the local people are more affected and are more hurt by these actions than, one or two people that may not be from St. Lucia. So it's not just the fact that they're not from here or that they are tourists that really is the important thing. The important thing is that, if we get a reputation as not being a safe destination, it's going to affect our tourism, which is 60% of our economy. So clearly, as a business or businesses that depend on tourism for their living, crime is a major, not just a distraction, it's a major source of concern.
and this final report in the package donated by TTT News.
And over in Tobago, a cry for help. Plymouth Bethesda Steel sensation needs a home. This was the call from representative of the Panside, Lois Vincent, at the Tobago House of Assembly's first district town hall meeting.
Build a shed so the kids could practice. The people, they took our pans, they put it in a small closet. I say a closet because it's a small building, one door, no windows. In some bush. We had to go and fight security for the key, all kind of thing. Fine, we get the key, the children practicing outside. We understand that things take time. Finances might be difficult at this point in time, but the space is there.
Ms. Vincent noted it has become a frustrating ordeal for the PAN players and management.
Because you often feel as if when we get to a particular point, we have to start over. Right now, we were supposed to be going to Trinidad for the semifinals. We can't go because we lost players.